93.7 The River That Goes YouTube, Dog and Joe Show on a Monday. Time now for another exciting edition of Behind the Bleep. Woo-hoo! We play the audio, and then you get to decipher what is actually being said behind the bleep. This time, it is the All Donald Trump edition. This audio comes from the G7 summit that he was leaving, getting ready to go to North Korea. Well, not to North Korea, to Singapore, to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un on this big North Korean summit that's going to take place. And I think it's going to kick off here, if it already hasn't. 7 o'clock our time is when they're actually going to sit down and talk. And did you see this too? Over in Singapore or one of the Asian countries, they had a Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump look-alike that were walking around through the city holding hands.
Did they really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
People were going crazy. Everyone's like, oh my God. And what they did is they brought both those impersonators in for questioning. And they detained them and they wanted to know what the hell was going on and what their point of doing this was. And they had to tell them, hey, we're just dressed up. We're just trying to have fun. Yeah, we're just having fun. But all over through the city, they were walking around holding hands, a Donald Trump and a Kim Jong-un impersonator.
That's hilarious. Didn't they have impersonators at the Olympics, too, where they had two of them show up that looked kind of like him as well? That guy that had the crazy hair and like a Kim Jong-un looking one?
I don't remember
that. I saw two of them in the crowd that looked like each other as well.
Time for Behind the Bleep. We play the audio, see if you can guess what is behind the bleep. Dana, Joe, you guys, you're on the line. You can play along in the cars. Here's the first clip, and this is in context to, or reference to, how long do you think, the reporter asked Trump, how long do you think it'll take to know if North Korea and Kim Jong-un are serious? Take a listen.
The question, how long will it take? I think within
the time it takes me to eat my morning McDonald's breakfast sandwich.
Whoa, nicely done.
Eats, but whatever, like an Egg McMuffin or whatever one he eats.
That is pretty quick, too. I think Trump probably could rifle down a Egg McMuffin pretty quickly.
I think that's the one he likes.
Dan, let me play it for you one more time.
Okay.
Good question. How long would it take? I think within
a few days.
Within a few days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. He'll know if North Korea and Kim Jong-un are serious within a couple of days or within the time it takes to eat a sausage Egg McMuffin. Let's find out what's behind the bleep.
Good question. How long would it take? I think within the first minute.
Oh, my God. Is that what he really said?
Yeah.
He is confident.
Yes.
All right.
Within the first minute, he's going to know if they're serious.
Mm-hmm.
He's got this whole thing figured out, doesn't
he? Yeah. And then they asked him, too, if you saw this on Friday or Saturday, are you going to prepare? What kind of stuff? What preparations are you making? You know, what kind of stuff are you doing right now to get ready? He said, I don't need to get ready. I'm ready. I'm built to do this stuff. I'm ready to go right now. I don't need anyone to brief me. I don't need prep. We're going to fly into Singapore. We're going to shake hands and get this done. It's basically what he said.
I feel like Trump is either swiping left or right on Tinder for Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
He's like, nope.
Yeah, that's what he's basically doing. He's got the Kim Jong-un or dictator app.
Yeah, that the dictator
crazy.
App.
Crazy.
All right, so take a listen to this now. After he lays that beauty down, a reporter in the audience asks, how? How will you know within a minute? Take a listen. She wants to know how. How will he know that soon? How will he know that soon? And he says, it's just my what?
It's just my my amazing mental awareness of the situation.
Oh, very good. Dana, we're playing for you one more time.
I might have this one.
Yeah. Just my what, Dana?
Just my wonderful, fantastic, what other words does he use?
He uses both
huge, of those. Amazing, charismatic personality.
Oh, I thought you were going to say hair.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes,
very
hair
good.
Also the hair.
Yes, let's find out.
Just my touch, my feel. That's what I do.
Oh, my God. That's my touch, my feel. That's what I do. Okay.
Yeah, they want to know how he's going to know whether or not the meeting's going to go straight. Within the first minute, they're like, how? Just his touch, his feel. That's what he does. Wow.
I love him.
He has got it down. All right, behind the bleep, let's play another one. Take a listen to this one.
You know the way they say that you know if you're going to like somebody in the first...
You know how they say if you're going to like somebody in the first what? One night stand, the first newspaper spanking, remember with Stormy Daniels?
Oh, my.
The first Catherine wheel you're strapped to?
Oh, my goodness.
No, he wouldn't go that route. He would say from the first moment they walked into the room, the way they carried themselves.
Okay, very good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very...
Mine is too similar to Joe's. They say from the first moment I laid eyes on him.
Okay. Oh, well, that's close.
Okay, let's find out behind the bleep.
You ever hear that one?
Here it is.
You know the way they say that you know if you're going to like somebody in the first 5 seconds? You ever hear that one?
There you go.
That's for a girl.
Yeah.
These guys, girls use that.
Yeah, he says, you know how they say that? You're going to know someone in the first 5 seconds or you're going to like them? Yeah. He's going to peg Kim Jong-un and know if they're serious within the first minute, if not 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Final behind the bleep. Take a listen to this one. This one's pretty damn good. This is talking about, do you think you meeting Kim Jong-un is giving North Korea a win?
Okay.
Or setting the stage to give other bad countries room to negotiate?
Okay.
No. That's only the
Oh, boy.
I want to go dirty so bad on that.
I almost feel like he did. I feel like he said the F word
right there. I do, too.
We will find out. We'll unveil the bleep here shortly.
That's only the blanking week.
Oh, wow, really? That's what you're saying?
Well, I mean, remember when he called that one country, he called them all third world dirt balls or whatever he said? We don't want... I mean, he talks that way sometimes.
Let me play it again. Take another listen.
No. That's only the...
I swear, he lets an effer out there.
All right, so what do you think he says? What's behind the bleep?
Only the blanking week.
Okay, wow. Doubling down out of the G7 summit. Dana, what do you think's behind the bleep?
I want to say, like, only the third world countries or something like that.
He may have been a little more PC, Dana.
Okay. I don't think this is going to shock anybody. Take a listen. This is what's behind the bleep.
No. That's only the fake news says that.
With the fake news.
We forgot about fake news.
Yes. Well played, sir.
That is only the fake news that says that.
Well played.
Wow.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And I guarantee there will probably be more editions or installments of Behind the Bleep this week, because I'm telling you, it's only getting fired up. It's only going to get better. We should get what I call magnificent audio out of this damn Singapore meeting. It should be pretty fat. Well, if, in fact, he's there longer than a minute.
Yeah, well, according to him, he won't be.
Yeah.
We should play Behind the Tweet, Behind the Bleep. I mean, this guy's got all kinds of good stuff we could use.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Coming back, we got to get Mr. Skid. He'll be here right before 7 o'clock. And what else do we have to do today? Well, it's so weird not having a chance to give someone a qualification to get on a Harley,
man. It feels odd, doesn't it?
Yeah,
I know.
It is
I was thinking
weird.
The same thing.
I don't know what to do.
Dog and Joe.